The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
My wife and I went out and early voted last Thursday here in Tennessee. I love the early voting because I hate standing in line. We only had to stand in line for about 25 minutes, which wasn't bad. I'm not complaining at all. But the one thing I keep reading about online is about signature matching from your voter card to your driver's license to the piece of paper you have to sign in front of them. But what's amazing to me is how people can expect your signature to be the exact same thing. Now, my voter registration card, it's probably 5-6 years old now. And that card is only so small. My driver's license, which has a signature, which was signed probably 15 years ago when I got my Tennessee driver's license, is about the size, well, it's probably smaller than a fingernail. So how can you match that signature to the signature on the card? Now, the signature is similar. My signature pretty much looks the same depending upon where I'm signing it. But some people have a hard time matching their signature from one day to the next. It's very sad, and there's got to be a better system. Is it time for a fingerprint match? With all the technology we have, there's got to be a better system. I'm voted. I think it went through, and everything's good. At least I hope so.